AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
There's a body of science that's growing around how regenerative ag practices and soil health can influence the nutrition density in a crop. That's really exciting.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to the AgBioScience podcast. Food, it's the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet, and ideally, we have a relationship with it three times a day. Yet many people don't know where food comes from and its connection to the farm. One leader is pioneering that connection between the farm, gate, and the dinner plate. She joins us today. Christy Wright is Director of Global Food at Corteva. Christy, welcome to the Ag Bioscience Podcast.
Thank you, Mitch. It's a pleasure to be here, and I always enjoy talking with you and also appreciate your leadership for ag and bioscience in Indiana and beyond.
Thank you so much. It is exciting, exhilarating to look at this connection between food, ag bioscience, farm, the entire spectrum, because so few really have this connection between what's grown in the field and what shows up on our dinner plate. If you could give us sort of a flyover just to get us started on the current state of the food economy and its connection, maybe even some of the gaps that live between the farm gate and the dinner plate.
A good place to start is to talk about food security. And we know that is a global challenge, a global problem. And today, about 1 in 8 people across the world face food insecurity. And depending on whose projections you look at, we could be looking at more than 900 million people facing food insecurity by 2025, which is astonishing, right? So when you think about the food economy and the dynamics affecting the food economy, there's many. Inflation, monetary policy, geopolitical challenges, extreme weather events, you know, parts of the agri-food chain are even still recovering from COVID-19. So all those things conspire to create a pretty complex picture. We see our role at Corteva as providing the tools that farmers need to grow the food to withstand all those challenges and the predictability that they need in order to have a successful business. You asked about gaps. I see three. But first is, I think if there's any gap between farmers and consumers, it's maybe an understanding how ag tech is used on the farm. And the good news is consumers and farmers actually want the same thing: safe, affordable food, sustainably produced, right? So when farmers and consumers talk, when there's dialogue, there's almost always positive outcomes. And we see a role for us to play to facilitate that. The other two gaps, one is related to time and making sure that the new innovations that are coming out of our pipeline, out of our peers' pipeline, to help growers with those real-world challenges are getting to the farm gate as fast as they can. And today, the process to get there is through a regulatory process that is unpredictable, fragmented, and disharmonized. The third gap is related to value creation, because a lot of things that are driving the new innovation are not necessarily things that have been present in our historical value chain. And so how can we innovate new models to enable value to flow through the chain and enable scale?
I think that innovation is critical. When you look at even the things you and I have talked about historically, is food is an ingredient to health. I mean, you talk a little bit about food security up front, and you begin to weave this back to the farm gate. And while we've seen a lot of demand and a lot of growth in high oleic soybeans as an example, high protein soybeans, but this idea of actually innovating at the farm gate, bringing new seeds, bringing new inputs to really drive food, whether it's nutrition density, whether it's some other attribute, how are you thinking about food as part of the Corteva strategy in that context?
I love the comments you just made about health and food and the kind of convergence there. And Corteva is really excited to see the One Health focus starting to emerge in Indiana. I mean, what better place than Indiana for this to take shape with all of the assets that we have here, with that Agrinovis leadership and otherwise. So very exciting in that regard. And I hope we all jump in with 2 feet. As it relates to health, ag is food is health. And healthy populations must have access to healthy food. If you look at the healthcare industry and their business models, there's a lot more move into this space of looking at the upstream and social determinants of health, the things that are non-medical that influence health outcomes, things like job security, income, education, proximity, and access to healthcare. And key among those, I'm sure you can guess, is food security. Right. And so when you think about ag in that context, it becomes very clear the role that we need to play and we can play. And we do that in many ways with our technology. You mentioned gene editing. I mean, what interesting things are coming from that technology. You look at the high GABA tomato, which has that's gene edited to produce an increase in the amino acids that reduce blood pressure. You look at wheat and the ability for scientists to knock out asparagine in wheat, which, you know, when heated to a certain level can cause acrylamide, which is a potential carcinogen. So the food safety benefits, the nutrition benefits that could come from that technology and others are just, the promise is huge. And the opportunity from a business and just a food security standpoint are great.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, we're in 2024 and that level of innovation, the opportunity for innovation with new technologies like gene editing are actually making what was once science fiction possible.
Real. I know. It's fascinating. It's part of what makes this industry, I think, so interesting. And the opportunity and the pace at which these things are coming, juxtaposed with the gaps that we talked about a minute ago, which is how can we facilitate these things, get them to market quickly, and make sure that they can help delivering to meet these major challenges we have with climate, with health, and others. And food innovation is, and ag health innovation is a key to that.
And you're talking with food company in your role, you're talking with food companies all the time, big companies, small companies, everywhere in between, in addition to farmers. What are you hearing from food companies right now? What's the inbound macro demand? What are they trying to solve for?
Food companies are keenly aware of what is happening with climate, with weather events, with trade issues, with geopolitical dynamics, with changes in pest complexes, because those things affect their ingredient cost, their supply reliability, and their quality. Those are core business needs to them. So they're very tuned in. Food companies are also moving actively toward more sustainable, regenerative, resilient supply chains. They're doing that driven a lot by consumer demand and investor demand, and also because they see the benefits to their business. And some of them are actively pursuing more nutritious ingredients. I would say across the board, though, food companies want more access to the farm gate. They're more interested in what's happening on the farm. They want to help farmers be successful and to help enable the food system attributes we all want, which is more regenerative, more resilient, and so forth. And that's where our team comes in and our company comes in. We're fortunate to work across the value chain, and we get to help them, the food companies, seek and find the attributes they need in their ingredients, the growing systems they want to enable, and the supply chains that they need.
Well, what I love so much about Corteva, we didn't talk about this at the beginning, but largest pure play ag company in the world, working with food companies. Again, we all have a relationship with food, ideally 3 times a day. And I think one of the challenges we've seen in ag tech, and I'm going to use the broad view of ag tech here, is the value hasn't always been at the farm gate. You've seen processors and CPGs and food companies and maybe even retailers capture some of that net new margin. And the idea that there is a champion like Corteva that is working with food companies to bring that value from the dinner plate back to the farm gate, oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's the key, really, Mitch. I mean, that's the key to scaling new technology, is making sure that the value flows all the way back to the farm gate. And we really see that as our role to champion the needs and help meet the needs of all of the players across the value chain, especially getting back to our farmer customers who are at the very beginning of the food supply chain and are a critical component to what we eat.
Absolutely. What's next for the global food system? We'll dig into it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities,
Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Christy Wright, Director of Global Food Systems at Corteva. Christy, we've talked a lot about this opportunity that is nutrition. And I think there's more here than just seeds, right? We talk about gene editing, and we're talking about how do we evolve at the seed level, deliver new value to producers that ultimately goes to the food chain. But this isn't just a seed game. This is also part of the other side of Corteva in crop protection. Share more about how you and the team are looking at not just plant science, but crop protection as part of this food system solution.
It's true. It all kind of comes together in an integrated fashion. So yes, there is technology in the seed that's critical, and we can get there through gene editing and biotechnology and traditional breeding. But there are other components and other inputs that are used at the farm gate that also have a role to play in the nutrient density of food. For example, there's a body of science that's growing around how regenerative ag practices and soil health can influence the nutrition density in a crop. That's really exciting. And there's, I think, a huge amount of opportunities as we look at how to help enhance soil health and reach those outcomes. I think a really interesting opportunity and key opportunity for ag moving forward is this move toward integrated solutions and thinking about how do we use the other crop inputs along with the seed to generate the outcomes that we want. And one of the things that I love to talk about is this overall leveling up of the technology that's coming out of pipelines today. You know, you think about some of the things in our crop protection, our biologicals portfolio and pipeline. We have products like Rinskor, which is a herbicide that has a reduced risk designation from EPA, but also an ultra low use rate, equivalent to one or two sugar packets on a football field. We have a biological product called Utricia N, which fixes nitrogen from the air. Amazing.
That's incredible.
Right? Yeah. And you know, one of the largest naturally derived products in the world as part of our portfolio, which is the spinosyns. So all of those things, you know, those are the ingredients among many others that farmers have to choose from to figure out how to grow a healthy crop and one that meets the needs of a growing population.
How do you think about those evolutions, this leveling up back to driving value to the farmer? I mean, there's value in terms of performance, there's values in terms of yield. But there could be a world, and I think you and I have seen examples of this, where a farmer may take less yield for a premium on the other end. How do you think about that farm level economic outcome as part of the overall solution as you think about the future of food, you think about the future of Corteva in this space?
Well, one of the ways that we work is to, again, kind of match the ends of the value chain and what they need and what they're looking for. So a food company will come to us looking for certain things and certain attributes. And what we can provide is help with seed selection and crop input suggestions, practice suggestions. We can help with technical and agronomic advice. In some cases, we partner with on R&D projects in order to achieve the kind of ends that we're looking for. All of those things, hopefully at the end of the day, result in a product and access to a market for a farmer that is tailored to what the food company needs and also what the farmer can deliver. There are other parts of our product portfolio in our seed business, for example, that we help connect growers to markets and premiums through our food grade seed products. And then stacking on top of that, helping them access financial incentives and other markets, be they carbon markets or, you know, other opportunities to add value to their operations as well.
It is incredible the evolution that we've seen even just over the last 24 months within Corteva. Earlier this year, Sam Ethington, CTO, made a big announcement out at World Agritech with the launch of Corteva Catalyst, focused on, let's see if I can get this right. I know there are four areas: gene editing, decision science tech platforms, biological products, and there's another one that I'm sure is really important that has escaped me. But as you look at Corteva Catalyst, you look at, you talk earlier about R&D, the R&D team being sort of the catalyst for Catalyst. Yeah. How do you see your role in some of these early innovations, whether it's with Corteva Catalyst, whether it's finding these young companies doing things that ultimately affect the food chain?
There's a massive amount of innovation happening at the startup phase right now. And I know, Mitch, you are aware of a lot of that. You've had several guests on your podcast who are doing really interesting things. But there are a limited number of players that have the ability to get that innovation in the hands of growers. And so Corteva is unique in that regard. And we think we're a great partner to entrepreneurs in that respect. We've also got a long history of collaborating externally. We have relationships globally with scientists across the world. And we have a dedicated R&D team specifically for this Catalyst platform to help provide the kinds of resources and capabilities to these entrepreneurs to take their innovations from development to commercialization. So extremely excited about what we're doing with Catalyst. And I think it's an excellent marriage of creative thinking, innovation, and ways to access resources, capital, and commercial avenues.
Totally agree. And I think the beauty is there's value on both sides. Your point on go-to-market is such a powerful exclamation mark for any entrepreneur listening. It's really hard. Ag is really hard. If we look at the last couple chapters of ag tech, I think one of the things that have been such a struggle is customer acquisition cost, actually getting your thing, whatever that is, whether it's a crop protection product or a piece of software, getting it to the farm gate. And to partner, to have an organization like Catalyst, Corteva Catalyst, to be able to be that hand in glove, if you want to use that analogy, it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and even just through our seed brand alone in the U.S., our flagship brand Pioneer, we have relationships with 50% of the farmers in the U.S. So
that's incredible.
When you think about, the access, the direct access to growers who are the ones who can test concepts and then who are going to be your early adopters and then across the scaling process, it's a great opportunity and we look forward to partnering in that regard.
Well, Christy, we have time for one more question. And this is one that I think is equal parts challenging and exhilarating, likely, is, you know, we are looking toward the future. You're constantly looking toward the future, working with food companies, working with farmers. What's this next chapter look like? What will be part of this next chapter that maybe we don't see at the surface?
I would hope for a few things. One, I hope that the next chapter makes life better and easier for farmers. And I think that innovation is critical to do that. And the private sector bringing that innovation to market as quickly as possible is key for them and enabling them to run profitable businesses that are predictable. I think second, I would hope that this leads to some creative thinking about innovation, you know, and enabling the things that we've been talking about that are happening at the startup phase and then across the value chain happening in our discovery, thinking about how to make these improvements in the seed and inherent in the product rather than how traditionally we've thought about doing things in processing of food, for example. So how can we do that in the seed and more often in the design of the products? And then I think lastly, I would hope that all of these innovations will be embraced as ways to solve these really big problems that we have. There will be more technology acceptance and more encouragement of this kind of technology to solve these big problems, hopefully all leading to more food and better health outcomes for humans. So I think that's what I would say to that.
That's a big one. That is a big one.
That is
one.
A big one, yeah.
Those are three
no
big,
small tasks. Yeah.
Three, yeah, no small tasks. Yeah. Three big challenges for us to tackle. Christy Wright, Director of Global Food Systems at Corteva. So glad you've been with us. Thanks for investing the time.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing at agrinovusindiana.com. Just click on the podcast tab. And while you're there, you can check out events and see where we will be on the road. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.